favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Last night we were in Sydney. Tonight we're in Harpersville. It's another Mac boys matchup here tonight as we have the Walton Warriors in town to take on the home team, the Harpersville Hornets. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Should be a great matchup here tonight. I wanted to see both of these teams early in the season. I think Harpersville is raising some eyebrows early in the year with some of the teams that they've beaten. And, of course, Walton, they've lost a lot. I think a lot of people were maybe counting them out in the MAC, but they've also been playing very well and putting up a lot of points. So we'll take a break. When we come back here on the Butler Tip-Off Show, we'll talk more about that and get you set for the Warriors and the Hornets tonight here in Harpersville. It's a MAC boys basketball showdown tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, a top-quality service department, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales and Service, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The Walton boys are in town to take on the Harpersville Hornets. We're down at Harpersville Central School as we speak, getting you set as both teams finish up their warm-ups here tonight in Harpersville. Last night we had Sydney and Edmiston, and what a way to kick off the radio portion of the high school basketball season. Edmiston coming away with a 60-51 victory on the road against Sydney last night. Josh Martin for Edmiston had 31 points, so if you got a chance to listen in last night, that was a lot of fun. It was a really close game throughout, and we'll hope the same here tonight between Walton and Harpersville. Harpersville is off to a great start to the season. Earlier this week, they had a home win over Whitney Point, 47-41. That's a very nice victory if you're a Hornets fan. And they had a pretty good start to the season as well over in Milford. They went to the annual Ant and Remy tournament and finished as runners-up, losing by 2 points to Madison, who's a very good Section 3 team. And in the first-round game, they had an overtime, a double overtime thriller where they knocked off Sharon Springs from the Tri-Valley League. So a great start to the season if you're a Harpersville fan. They've been putting up some points. We've been seeing some great numbers from senior Eric Wilkinson as well as senior number 23 Dylan Hagerman. So we're going to be keeping an eye on those two here tonight. On the other side for Walton, you think, boy, they've been so good the last couple of years. Can they just keep reloading? And it appears so far that they can, led by their senior point guard, number 30 Dylan Jacob, who just makes everything go and is probably going to be the best athlete on the floor here tonight. But they have some great role players that are filling in, Morgan Condon, Kyle Wright, just to name a few. And really interested to see what they bring to the table as it's our first chance at looking at both of these teams here in the early 2019-2020 season. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll come back for the starting lineups. Harpersville and the Walton boys tonight here at Harpersville. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Winter is here, and Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney will keep your vehicle running during these cold months. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. And in case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto Sales and Service features low mileage, clean rentals. Butler Auto Sales and Service, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Let's get you our starting lineups here tonight. Nate Love with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and you can also go to our game audio archive anytime. It's a free download. You can listen back to any game that we've done in past years, this year, whatever you want, all courtesy of SFCU. Let's do our starting lineups here first for the Walton Warriors with longtime head coach David Gardepi. They will start with all seniors, five seniors here for this Walton team. They have number 14, Morgan Condon, number 21, Kyle Wright, number 23, Cody Ray, number 25, Lucas Wally, and number 30, Dylan Jacob. On the other side for Harpersville and head coach Ed Livermore, they start with senior number 1, Eric Wilkinson, sophomore number 5, Luke Merrill, senior number 20, Matt Lyon, senior number 23, Dylan Hagerman, and senior number 25, Riley Livermore. Harpersville is in the home whites with the gold and the navy blue trim. Says Hornets in navy blue lettering across the front of the chest. Walton's in the very bright orange uniforms, the black trim, and the white trim says Walton in black lettering across the front of the chest. Warriors in white lettering down the side of the shorts. And I got to say, folks, very, very impressed tonight with Morgan Condon and Kyle Wright. They got the Abe Lincoln beards going on. Maybe they did No Shave November, but boy, they're putting me to shame. I couldn't grow a beard like that if I tried. I mean, these guys look like they're straight out of 1850. I'm loving it. Really impressive. So I wanted to give them some props on that. So Walton's going to go right to left to start things off, and Harpersville left to right will jump it up at midcourt, and we're going to be underway between Harpersville and Walton. Walton will win the opening tip, and it goes to Wally in the right wing corner, and now back out into the safe hands of the point guard, Dylan Jacob. So we're underway. Hornets and Warriors here tonight at HCS. Dylan Jacobs surveying what he has. Will pass down low, looking for Cody Ray on the right low block, and it was knocked out of there. Lost control of it, and Harpersville will come up with a steal there from Riley Livermore. Livermore, a home run pass ahead, but it was tipped out of bounds by Kyle Wright. Nice heads-up play there by Wright to almost kind of act like a wide receiver, turned around, saw it at the last second, and smashed it out of bounds. So we're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless. Harpersville will throw it into the paint off the inbounds play. Merrill can't get it to go. Shot was too hard. Rebound goes with an outlet pass to Dylan Jacob. Jacob, left side of the floor for Walton. Stops. We'll go back to Condon at the top of the key. Bounce pass back to Jacob. They leave him wide open for a three. It's too strong. Rebound for Wright. Works it back out, but stolen by Merrill. Merrill, the sophomore, leaves it for Hagerman. Wants to take it to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Cody Ray muscles up for a rebound. Ahead now for Condon, and they want to turn this one into a track meet. Pass was too hot, though, for Lucas Wally off his hands and out of bounds. Lucas Wally, a heck of an athlete in his own right, has done the 70-miler, the General Clinton, I believe, two times in his career, and still just a senior in high school. So a bright future for him after high school basketball as well in the paddling world. Here's Harpersville down the floor. They'll go to the right side here for Riley Livermore. Boy, Harpersville's got some good size here, folks. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Left side for Hagerman. Now they work it for Matt Lyon on the right side. 6:40 to go. First quarter here in Harpersville. We're scoreless between Walton and Harpersville. Front of the Walton bench on the left side of the floor. Now back up to Wilkinson. Wilkinson with five on the shot clock has to chuck up a deep three well beyond NBA range. It's off the mark. Rebound for Livermore. Works it back out for Merrill. A long two straight away is good there for Luke Merrill. Good crowd here tonight for Harpersville, and they're very happy with that opening bucket of the contest. Chance of defense now. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. It's Harpersville 2, Walton nothing. Walton into the left wing corners. They go right to left. Here's Morgan Condon. Tries to go to the rim. It's off the mark. And here comes Hagerman back up the floor. Kicked out of bounds, though, off the right foot there of Kyle Wright. Walton has come into the season. They had their tip-off tournament. They defeated Sullivan West 68-50 in the first round before falling to Susquehanna Valley, a Class B school, in the championship game. And they were ahead by 12 in that game and just couldn't quite hold on. So Walton certainly is able to put up some points and hang with some of the bigger schools that they have played so far this season. See if it pays off here in the MAC. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Low scoring here so far. Harpersville 2, Walton nothing. Turnaround shot for the Hornets. Again, off the back of the rim. A rebound for Condon. He's using that track speed that he's so well known for. Now he'll slow it down. Goes back to Wright. And his shot is off the back of the rim. Kyle Wright was too strong. Wally with a rebound. Works it back up to the top of the key now for Dylan Jacob. He'll pump the brakes as they have a fresh 35 on the shot clock to work with. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Wally in the corner for three. Dials it up off the front of the rim. Rebound for the Hornets. A steal from behind, though, by Kyle Wright. As Merrill was looking for his options, and Wright said no and poked it away. Goes to Dylan Jacob. Tries to go coast to coast. Boy, a big collision there as he goes to the rim. We'll have a whistle. With 5:06 to go in the first quarter. Boy, Dylan Jacob just took off like Michael Jordan and collided midair there with Dylan Hagerman. Both guys are up, okay, slapping hands there, no harm done. But boy, that was a big collision. Great show of sportsmanship there by both sides. 5:06 to go in the first quarter at Harpersville with a 2-0 lead here over Walton as Dylan Jacob will step to the line. Senior, of course, very good basketball player, set the school record for assists last season as he makes the first foul shot here, makes it 2-1. Harpersville is going to be the first team to go to the bench, and Colton Sikowski will come in, and Matt Lyon will head to the bench. He looks like he's coming up a little gingerly there. Might have to adjust, looks like an ankle brace over there, so he's going to head off to the bench. Dylan Jacob to the line. His second shot is good, rattled it home. So we're tied up at two between Walton and Harpersville in a MAC boys contest tonight here at HCS with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball to the high post and now to the left wing side for Luke Merrill. Merrill back to Hagerman. He'll go to Wilkinson. Back up to the top of the key. Hagerman steps in. Long jumper. Left it short. An air ball there. Rebound, though, for the Hornets. They'll chuck one up from a tough angle there. Riley Livermore, I think, was hoping to get the contact. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound for Walton. They go to Wally on the right side. He'll try another three ball. This one is good for Lucas Wally, and that fires up the Walton crowd. They always travel well. Walton takes a 5-2 lead with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Wilkinson across midcourt, stolen away here by Wally. He's going to be in for a clean layup and lays it in. Lucas Wally now with a quick 5 points, and that's a good swing here for the Walton Warriors as they lead Harpersville 7-2 with 4 minutes to go in this first frame. Here is Colton Sikowski back out to Wilkinson. Wilkinson will leave it for Hagerman, who's going to slow it down. Comes back up towards midcourt again as Harpersville goes left to right. They'll punch it to the interior for Riley Livermore. Turnaround shot is off the mark. Another rebound for Kyle Wright. And ahead for Morgan Condon. Through his hands and out of bounds. Goes back to Harpersville. Matt Lyon coming back in the game, this time replacing Riley Livermore. Walton, boy, when they get that rebound, they're looking to run. That's been their MO the last couple of years. Didn't know it was, if it would change with some new personnel, but head coach Dave Gardepi giving his team the green light to run and gun and push it. Harpersville, left side corner, a long three ball is good for Eric Wilkinson. He had a great tournament in Morris last weekend, and he's continuing it here tonight. It's 7-5, Walton on top of Harpersville with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Condon. He's double-teamed in the left corner as Harpersville sucks up on defense. Cody Ray will work it far side for Dylan Jacob. He couldn't hold on. Off his fingertips off the hot pass there from Cody Ray and out of bounds. So 3:17 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. Harpersville trailing Walton 7-5 here at Harpersville High School. Hagerman for three, left side, buries it, nothing but net. So Hagerman gets his first bucket of the night, and it's a long, deep three, and it's Harpersville leading 8-7 now. They were just down 7-2, but the tides have turned. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. They'll work it down low for Cody Ray. He goes up, it's blocked. Harpersville comes away. Here's Luke Merrill trying to go coast to coast. Pump fakes, puts it off the glass, and it's good. And Merrill's got 4 points. Walton doesn't look like they want to take a timeout at all. I thought maybe they'd want to regroup, but they continue to push. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Harpersville 10, Walton 7. Here's Morgan Condon on the baseline, left side, and he's fouled. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Believe it or not, I think that's, no, it's the second foul of the game. I thought it was going to be the first. The second foul of the game. Walton has none. Harpersville has two, and that's the first on Hagerman. Walton will inbound underneath the basket. They'll go to the right side for Kyle Ray. He tries a bounce pass to the interior, but it's off the foot of Matt Lyon and out of bounds. Of the starting five tonight, you have 6'1", 5'11", 6'3", 5'10", and 6'4" for Harpersville. So they definitely have some good size coming in here tonight in this MAC matchup. Condon will get it from Dylan Jacob. A give and go right back to him on the right wing side in front of the Harpersville bench. Dials up a three. It's too strong. And Wilkinson is there for the rebound. Outlet pass ahead for Merrill. Merrill slows it down in traffic, into the paint, works it outside. A long shot here for Harpersville for Derek Bradke, who just came into the game. The long rebound stays into the hands of the Walton Warriors. Now for Dylan Jacob. His pass was too hot through traffic there for Morgan Condon. With 1:52 to go in the first quarter, it's 10-7. Harpersville on top of Walton here on their home floor here tonight in Harpersville. Pass is deflected right at midcourt. Here's Dylan Jacob. Fakes the pass, tries to take it to the rim, and he's fouled as he was just looking to dish off there to Morgan Condon with 1:42 to go in this first frame. Well, make sure to stay tuned. Later on tonight, we'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. A relatively light night around the area. Only 8 total games in the WCDO coverage area. We'll let you know about those as well. Big Friday night and a big weekend coming as well. Another big weekend of tournaments. Inbound pass goes to Morgan Condon. Shot is no good. And the rebound stays with Walton, though. As they go right to left, here's Cody Ray. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. And now a chest pass back to Dylan Jacob. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. It's Harpersville 10, Walton 7. They go to right on the left wing side. His shot was too strong. Walton is cold shooting the ball, but the rebound goes right to Morgan Condon, who lays it up and in for his first basket of the night, and it's 10-9. Now a steal again at midcourt here by Dylan Jacob. Jacob stops, pops in the paint, left it short. Condon a rebound. Now dishes off and goes to Lucas Wally, who puts it in. Wally has 7 of Walton's 11 points. Walton retakes the lead, 11-10. So we come up on 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Another steal for Dylan Jacob. Can he go coast to coast? No, he missed the layup. And the Hornets come back the other way. Did everything but finish there. Hornets trying to answer. They go to Wilkinson in the corner. Air balls of three. It was too strong. And another rebound for the Warriors. 35 seconds to go. First quarter. Walton leads 11-10. They go to Wally. Right side for three. Too much mustard on that one. And Wilkinson skies for a rebound. 25 seconds to work with. And they could hold for the last shot if they want. Here's Brad Key coming across midcourt. Goes back to Wilkinson on the right wing side to the high post. Here for Livermore. Livermore back out for Brad Key. Tries a long three. Died on the front of the rim and a rebound here for Kyle Wright. And he's fouled with 10 seconds to go. Foul will be on Matt Lyon, his first, team's third. Walton, no, the team's fourth. Walton still with no fouls on their end. So 10 seconds to go. Dylan Jacob will have it in his hand and can play for the last shot. Beats a little full-court pressure that Harpersville throws at them. And now a turnover as he passed it to Kyle Wright, who shuffled his feet. It's going to go back to Harpersville with 3.6 to go here in the first quarter. Walton 11, Harpersville 10. Can the Hornets get off a last-second shot here? They'll throw it into the corner for Wilkinson. Wide open for three. Too strong. Out of bounds it goes. And that'll do it for the first quarter. The Walton boys on the road in Harpersville leading 11-10. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Harpersville. Start of the second quarter. It's the Walton boys leading the Hornets 11-10. Wilkinson, a corner three for Harpersville, is off the mark. And Walton will bring it back up the floor. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always a big thank you to Jim. Here's Walton down the floor on the left side. They go to Kyle Wright. His shot was altered there. Looks like maybe Luke Merrill got a tip on it. Ball is loose under the basket. Condon comes up with it. His left-handed layup rolls around the rim and bounces out. And Harpersville will come up with the rebound. So we're fresh into the second quarter. Harpersville trailing by a point here at home. They go to the right side for Brad Key for three. Too strong. Rebound for Harpersville. They put it up off the glass, and it's good for Riley Livermore. His first bucket of the night. And Harpersville retakes the lead over Walton 12-11. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Dylan Jacob with 2 points so far, both on foul shots. Looking to get going here. Tries a straightaway three. This one's cash money for Dylan Jacob. He's got five. And Walton retakes the lead at 14-12. And he's one of those shooters. If he gets going, look out. But his defense has been superb so far here tonight with several steals. Wilkinson back down the floor, steps into the paint and buries it. Wilkinson has 5 points, and we're tied at 14, much to the delight of the Harpersville crowd, with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Kyle Wright, sporting the Abe Lincoln beard. Again, throws it to the interior, and it's knocked away. Harpersville will come up with the ball. Here's Brad Key across midcourt. Brad Key passes one to Matt Lyon. Lyon leaves one off for Livermore. Livermore pulls it down, back out for Brad Key. Plenty of time on the shot clock. They go back to the interior on the right low block. They work it out. Merrill for three. Got it. It's good. Count the bucket. We got a foul, too. So Merrill hits the three. And there's going to be some kind of a foul underneath. He's saying, count the bucket. There's going to be a push underneath the basket. We'll see who this one is on with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's going to be on Dylan Jacob as they were jockeying for position for a possible rebound. And Dylan Jacob has whistled for the foul. That's the first foul against Walton as a team here tonight. They've been playing pretty clean. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. With that three ball, Harpersville makes it 17-14, and they get the ball back after that foul. So here's Luke Merrill down the right wing side, goes to the high post, looking for Lyon. Lost control of it, but it goes to Brad Key, who steps in. Jumper is off the mark. Wilkinson a rebound. His shot won't go, and Cody Ray finally says, all right, enough of that, and grabs the rebound for Walton. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense again from the student section, and they'll get it. Here's Merrill with a steal. Stops once the in-transition three, and again, it was too much on it. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. He thought about a home run ball. Boy, he had Condon leaking long. What it looked like football season all over again. They go to Kyle Wright. Three ball left side. In and out. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a foul on the rebound on Harpersville, it looks like, with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. So this will be the fifth team foul against Harpersville. Let's see who it's on. That'll be on Matt Lyon, his second. And he looks like he's going to have to get a substitute. Dylan Jacob looking to get it in, goes to Kyle Wright straight away. Wright will pass one for Garrett Babcock, who just stepped into the game here for Walton. Back out, Dylan Jacob dials up another three. Splash for Jacob, and he's got 8 points. Back-to-back threes for Dylan Jacob with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. This game is tied at 17, and now a steal by Walton. Right near midcourt, they've had a lot of success with that tonight. Jacob wants an in-transition three. Off the back of the rim, a brick there. Now for Wilkinson, steps through, a beautiful move, and he scores. Wilkinson from the right side just did a Euro step right into the lane and scored. He's got 7 points. And it's 19-17. Harpersville playing tough here against Walton with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. We were hoping for a good one. We've got it so far. Ball loose on the floor, rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with the Walton Warriors. Again, thanks for joining us online tonight as well at WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you listening from wherever, your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, or on the old-fashioned FM. Dylan Jacob looking to inbound the ball underneath the basket, finds Morgan Condon. Condon dishes one off for Kyle Wright, rejected there by Lyon, and we'll have a foul against Walton with 4:22 to go in the second quarter. So the shot by Kyle Wright was blocked. It went into the hands there of Luke Amaro, who was looking to take off, and Morgan Condon is whistled for the foul as he grabbed him as he tried to take off. Team foul situation, Harpersville with 5, Walton with 2. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. The Hornets lead the Warriors 19-17. They try to go to the high post, and another steal by Dylan Jacob. He wants to take it the length of the court and puts it in. Dylan Jacob with 10 points. He's got to have 5 or 6 steals. I wish I had kept track of that from the beginning of the game, folks, because he's been tremendous. It's 19-19. Hornets break the press this time. Merrill with a 3 left side. Air ball out of bounds. Back to Walton with 3:52 to go in the second frame, tied at 19. Boy, Dylan Jacob, just when you think Harpersville is going to make a little run, he comes up with one of those steals near midcourt, gets other guys involved. So Dylan Jacob with 10 and Lucas Wally with 7 for Walton to lead the way. 7 apiece for Merrill and Wilkinson on the other side for Harpersville. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Dylan Jacob right side, one-handed pass to the high post, looking for Cody Ray. Back out for Morgan Condon. Condon goes back to Dylan Jacob as they come up on 10 to go on the shot clock. Passes down low on the baseline for Wright. Pull-up jumper, air ball, rebound Wilkinson. Off to the races for Luke Merrill. Down the right side, he'll slowly pump the brakes. Set up the offense as he goes back to Bradkey. Bradkey to Livermore. Splash from the left elbow for Riley Livermore. And he has 4 points. Harpersville again ahead by 2, 21-19, with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Walton in the orange and black going right to left, back down the floor. Harpersville's in the white with the navy blue trim. Three ball, right side for Babcock, won't go. Rebound Harpersville. Now for Merrill. Merrill left side, a little Dr. J finger roll. Left it short, and a rebound for Babcock, who came hustling back down the floor, and now a foul on Dylan Jacob. Dylan Jacob, I think, they're going to whistle him for some sort of like a moving screen. Yeah, in the backcourt. That's his second, team's third. So that's two kind of wacky foul calls there on Dylan Jacob. Just fouls you don't normally see. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Harpersville leading by 2, 21-19. Here's Wilkinson. Again, trying to go to the high post. Harpersville trying to use that size. They go to Bradkey, left side three. A lot of contact there. Shot was short. It was off the mark. We have a jump ball on the rebound, and the arrow gives it back to Walton with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Great game so far. Physical, up-tempo. A lot of fast break opportunities. Got to love it. You know, Walton's kind of having to fight against the size and the length of Harpersville, and Harpersville's trying to combat the speed of Walton. They go inside to Cody Ray, and he is fouled as he tried pretty much like an alley-oop there, and he'll head to the line with 2:20 to go. Cody Ray, an exceptional tight end for this Walton football team in the fall, who went to the Section 4 Class D football championship before losing to Tioga. Cody Ray was a big part of that. First foul shot is good. Gets it to go. So again, five seniors starting here for this Walton Warriors team. Second shot for Ray is good. He looks pretty pleased that he got that because it hit the back of the rim, went sky high, and then dropped down in. Foul shooting going to be important in this tight ball game as we're tied at 21 late in the second quarter. Wilkinson splits through two defenders. His rebound rolls out. Cody Ray with the rebound. Walton back up the floor. Dylan Jacob drifts into the corner for three. They left him all alone, and he buried it. He's got 13. And it's 24-21 Walton with 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Into the paint, Wilkinson now steps back for a three of his own. Rattles in and out. The iron unkind there for the Hornets, but they do gather up the rebound. Here is Merrill. Merrill gets to the left elbow, finds Wilkinson again, steps in for three, splash. A swish shot there for Eric Wilkinson, and he's got 10. We're tied at 24 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Here's Morgan Condon for Walton. He tries a three ball of his own, and the Hornets come up with the rebound off the missed shot. Here's Merrill, wants to go coast to coast. The layup won't go. Kyle Wright with a rebound. Wright works his way out of traffic and finds Dylan Jacob. Jacob into the corner. A three ball for Walton off the front of the rim there from Babcock, and another rebound for the Hornets. They've done a great job on the glass. Minute to go, second quarter. Boy, the officials are really letting some stuff go now. As a player got tripped up coming up the court, they didn't call it, but Harpersville does hold on to possession. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 50 seconds on the game clock. We're tied at 24. Harpersville with the ball. They go to the high post looking for Riley Livermore. Back out Wilkinson. Another three and an air ball. He seems to either have the swish or the air ball tonight. Bradkey steps in. He tries the three from straight away. Died on the front of the rim. Jacob a rebound. Sprints down the left side. He's got Wilkinson on his tail. Jacob tries to shake him. Goes to a little up and under move. It's off the mark. Condon the rebound, and he puts it in. A kiss off the glass there, and Walton leads 26-24. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Harpersville can play for the last shot if they want. They go to Merrill on the left side. Now to Bradkey. He wants a three, buries it. Dylan Bradkey, his first bucket of the night, and Harpersville leads 27-26. 5 seconds left. Dylan Jacob at half court pulls up for three from just over the line. It's off the mark, and that'll do it. The first half in the books, and Harpersville leads Walton 27-26. We got a dogfight on our hands here in Harpersville, folks. What a great first half. We'll come back with a full look at your stats between the Hornets and the Warriors here. And head coach Dave Gardefee having a word with the officials before he heads to the locker room here. That's all smiles, though, so it must be a good conversation. So Harpersville leads Walton in a Mac boys battle tonight, 27-26 at the half. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. I'd like to take a moment to wish our customers and friends a happy and safe holiday season, and a sincere thank you for trusting us to make your vehicle look new again. Sydney Auto Body is proud to have served generations of families in the Tri-County area for over 55 years. So if you find yourself in need of our services, know that you can rely on Sydney Auto Body to make it better. So on behalf of myself, my wife Lori, and our staff, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Sydney Auto Body.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta asked for your help during the holiday season food drive. Hi, this is Lee from Neighbors Insurance. We've teamed up with the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York to help make a difference for those in need. Now, through the end of the year, Neighbors Insurance will accept non-perishable foods and non-food items such as paper towels and bathroom tissue. Monetary donations are also accepted. Drop-off locations are at Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Route 7 in Oneonta's East End. Please help us make a difference for those in need in our community this holiday season. Thank you and happy holidays from all of us at Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta.
The Cuzzo family from RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla takes this time to wish their customers and friends a happy holiday. RC Sales and Service has served the area's automotive repair and towing needs for over 25 years. They hope your holidays are filled with peace and happiness and remind you to keep safety in mind. Celebrate responsibly. Remember RC Sales and Service for used car parts, 24-hour towing, and all vehicle repairs. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Happy holidays and happy new year from your friends at RC Sales and Service.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Halftime in Harpersville tonight, folks. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, folks, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, Harpersville 27. And let's try this again here, folks. Harpersville 27, Walton 26. It's been that kind of a game, back and forth, several lead changes. For Walton, their scoring summary, Dylan Jacob with 13 points, Lucas Wally with 7, Morgan Condon with 4, and Cody Ray with 2. Dylan Jacob was also outstanding with, if I had to guess, 6 or 7 steals in that first half. On the other side for Harpersville, 10 points for Eric Wilkinson, 7 for Luke Merrill, 4 for Riley Livermore, 3 apiece for Derek Bradkey, as well as Dylan Hagerman. And Hagerman is the guy who's normally in double figures, so if they can get him going, that would be helpful as well here for Harpersville. So a great game so far, a lot of up and down, fast-paced action, and I expect it to stay the same here in the second half. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Use that Marabito Rewards Plus card, and you'll save instantly right at the pump here during this chilly winter holiday season. So we'll take a break. 27-26, Harpersville on top of the Walton boys at the half here on CDL. We'll be back.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years hours of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home. Check out a variety of plastic sleds and inflatable snow tubes for under this year's Christmas tree. And for the hard-to-buy-for handyman in your life, gift certificates are available in any amount at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report here in Harpersville tonight. The Harpersville boys leading Walton by a single point, 27-26. I got to say, folks, there's a lot on the line here tonight, not only for Walton and Harpersville, the league standings, but I just saw a sign in the student section saying, "Hey, Dylan, drop 23 and I'll take you on a date." That must be for Dylan Hagerman. Of course, he wears number 23 here for Harpersville. He's got 2 points. Let's see, 3 points at the half, so 20 points, Dylan. Let's see if you can do it and get that hot date, young man. Let's hope the best for you. So, I thought that was a great creative sign over in the Harpersville student section here tonight. So, again, the Walton Warriors led by 13 points from Dylan Jacobs, 7 from Lucas Wally, 4 from Morgan Condon, 2 from Cody Ray in the first half. On the other side, Harpersville led by 10 points from Eric Wilkinson, 7 from Luke Merrill, 4 from Riley Livermore, and 3 apiece from Derek Radke and Dylan Hagerman. 20 to go to get that date. So let's see what he does in the second half. We'll take one more quick break. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use that Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. It's so easy, folks. Call them today. Get signed up. 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I'm Nate Lull. Second half action coming up. Harpersville and Walton. It's 27-26 at the half. Hornets by a point on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're just back underway in the second half, and Walton comes right out and buries a three with Lucas Wally. He's now got 10 points. And so Walton takes the lead 29-27 after trailing by a point at the half. Harpersville now with the basketball going right to left to start the second half. There's Hagerman for three. Hagerman's got 6 points. He's counting down the points to maybe get that hot date tonight. We'll see. And Harpersville makes it 30-29 with 6:55 to go in this third quarter. Walton now going left to right there in the orange with the black and white trim. Harpersville in the white uniforms tonight with the navy blue trim. There's Kyle right in the corner for the Warriors. His shot is too strong. And Merrill with a rebound for the Hornets. Goes over to Hagerman. 6.5 to go in the third. It's 30-29. Back to the top of the key now for Wilkinson. Goes back to Hagerman. Setting up the offense. Hornets leading by a point. They go to Wilkinson at the top of the key. Wilkinson pulls it down, goes to Merrill, and they'll say it's a traveling violation. Shuffled that pivot foot. And so Walton will get it back. Boy, an exciting first half. And we'll see what happens here in the second frame in this key early season MAC matchup between the Hornets and the Walton Warriors. 6:15 to go in this third quarter. Thanks for joining us on WCDO tonight, as well as WCDO FM, or excuse me, WCDOsports.com. You also got us on the FM as well. Here's Dylan Jacob. The kiss off the glass is good. Just sliced through the defense and put it in. He's got 15. And so it's 31-30. Walton on top of Harpersville. 5:50 to go. Third quarter. Harpersville doing a good job breaking the press. As they get it over the midcourt timeline, here's Hagerman once again. Hagerman to Merrill. Now back to Hagerman. Thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Goes far side for Wilkinson, who's still the high scorer for Harpersville with 10 points. He gets into the lane. Lays it up and in. Doing the work of a man there. He had to muscle his way into the paint, and he was able to score. Harpersville again retakes the lead, 32-31. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. They go to the left side for Lucas Wally. Wally now to Cody Ray. Ray back for Dylan Jacob. Finds Kyle Wright, straightaway three, splash for Kyle Wright. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Actually, his first bucket of the night, and he's a good shooter, so maybe they can get him going. Walton leads by a deuce, 34-32. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Left wing on the baseline now. They'll work it into the paint. Now to Wilkinson, far side. Wilkinson picks up his dribble, goes to the right elbow for Lyon, back out into the corner for Wilkinson for three. Skimmed off the front of the rim, right with a rebound. Pushes it ahead for Condon, the Beard Brothers, we should call them, with those Abe Lincoln beards they're sporting here tonight. 4:40 to go in this third quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob, works one out for Lucas Wally for three. It's too strong, and the rebound rolls out of bounds with 4.5 to go in the third. Harpersville will get it back, trailing by two. They had a nice win here earlier in the week over Whitney Point, 47-41. Trying to keep that magic going in front of their home fans tonight. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Harpersville over the midcourt timeline. Here's Matt Lyon. Matt Lyon will go back to Hagerman. Left this three ball short. Rebound is tapped by Jacob ahead for Lucas Wally. 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Keeps it himself, takes it to the rim, but good body positioning on defense by Matt Lyon. He was able to block the shot. Harpersville back up the floor. Wilkinson, right wing side. Three-point line extended. Goes back to Hagerman. A lot of contact there from Condon. No call. They'll go to the inside for Livermore. Picks up his dribble. Passes to nobody on the left wing side. But somehow Lyon was able to get to the loose ball before it went out of bounds. Back to Hagerman. Pulls up for two and hits it. Hagerman's got eight. And it's 34-34 with 3:40. To go in the third quarter. Dylan Jacob looking over to the bench as he crosses the midcourt timeline on the far side, looking for head coach Dave Gardapie, directing traffic now like the quarterback that he is. Jacob picks up his dribble in a tough spot, goes down low, finds Cody Ray, who muscles it up and in. And Cody Ray's got four. And Walton retakes the lead, 36-34, as we come up on 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Livermore steps in, throws it away, had a wide open shot, and decided to pass it up for no reason, really, and Walton will get the steal. Dylan Jacob, a floater, is good. Dylan Jacob now with 17. Costly mistake there by the Hornets, and it's 38-34 with 2:55 to go, third quarter. Here's Hagerman. Gets it over to Lyon. Now back to Wilkinson. Wilkinson again slashes into the paint. The jumper off the glass, too strong. Cody Ray with the rebound, but he stepped on the line as he was trying to catch that hot potato, and it stays with the Hornets with 2:46 to go in the third. One thing I will say, the Hornets in the championship game of the Ant and Remy tournament over in Milford, they had a two-point ball game. It was a two-point loss to Madison from Section 3, but they've been in a close ball game early in the year, and sometimes that helps when you get down the stretch here. Merrill with an inbounds pass, and the shot won't go. Walton with a rebound. They're looking for some separation. Dumping it off again to Cody Ray. He's fouled. Bucket won't go, but he'll head to the line with 2.5 to go in this third quarter. Walton leads 38-34. And the senior Cody Ray will head to the line. Timeout is taken by Harpersville, so we'll step away. 2.5 to go in the third. It's Walton with a 4-point lead, 38-34. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. It's a 38-34 lead for the Walton boys on the road here at Harpersville. Cody Ray trying to add to that, and his first foul shot out of the timeout is no good. So a key MAC boys matchup here tonight between two pretty solid teams. Cody Ray's second shot is good. So Ray with 5 points now makes it 39-34. Walton with one of their biggest leads of the game. I think the biggest lead for either side has been 6. It was Walton earlier in the first quarter. As I look back at my notes, had a 6-point lead. So that was one of the biggest leads of the game. Hagerman now back for Harpersville for 3. And Hagerman's up to 11. With that 3-ball, remember, he's got to get to 23 to get that date. Keeping that in the back of my mind. 2:10 to go in this third quarter. It's 39-37. Walton with a 2-point lead. Here's Dylan Jacob. Left side, he's got 17, and he wants more. Goes to the inside, though. A turnaround shot from Cody Ray. Too much mustard on that one, and a rebound here for Harpersville. They're trying to tie this game up or possibly take the lead. Back to Hagerman. Pump fakes, gets into the lane. The hanging jumper is too strong. And a rebound for Dylan Jacob. Into the land of the trees, he pulled that one down. Dylan Jacob on the right side. Now for Lucas Wally. Wally back to Dylan Jacob. Backdoor cut for Morgan Condon. Beautifully executed, but the shot won't go. And a rebound here for Harpersville. Here's the sophomore, Luke Merrill, in traffic. Back out, Hagerman for 3. An air ball out of bounds. No, stayed in, but Walton saved it. Dylan Jacob across the Hornets logo at midcourt. With 1:15 to go in the third. Now for Kyle right in the corner. Dials up a 3-ball and it won't connect. Harpersville the rebound. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Here's Wilkinson. Steps through off the glass and it's good. And they erase that 5-point deficit. We're tied right back up at 39 apiece with 1 minute to go in the third. Walton and Harpersville here tonight at HCS. Dylan Jacob wide open for 3. And I think he was too wide open. He had a kind of a bad release and it wouldn't go. Walton gets the rebound. They go to Kyle Wright, left side. He fires one up. Splash for Kyle Wright. And he's got 6 points. And Walton punches it ahead again at 42-39 with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Harpersville now can play for the shot, pretty much the final shot here if they want. Shot clock and game clock are only about 4 seconds apart. Here's Hagerman trying to do too much, maybe, but he gets down low and he is fouled here. It looked like he was a little out of control, but he does pick up the foul there on Walton. See who this foul is going to be on the Walton side. It will be on Dylan Jacob. Wow, his third, team's first. So here's a team foul situation. One for each side so far here in the second half. It's been pretty clean. But that's three on Jacob. Something to pay attention to if he picks up that fourth. 25 seconds to go in the third. A pull-up jumper here for Harpersville. Won't go down for Slater Collins, who just came into the game. Now Lucas Wally with a rebound. Takes it coast-to-coast and finishes. Wally's got 12. And Walton has pushed that lead back up to 5. 44-39 with 10 seconds to go in the third. Hagerman trying to play for the final shot here for Harpersville. 5 seconds left. They go back to Hagerman. Steps in for three. Oh, just off the back of the rim. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. It's Walton. The Walton boys leading 44-39 on the road here in Harpersville. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter in Harpersville. The Hornets trailing the visiting Walton Warriors 44-39. Should be an exciting conclusion here tonight on WCDO. Harpersville with the ball, but will have a kick as they try to get a bounce pass to the interior, so it'll stay with the Hornets. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. No matter who wins or loses this contest here tonight, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players for tonight's contest. Hornets with the ball underneath the basket. They'll throw it away, though, and Dylan Jacob with another steal. Jacob leaves it off for Morgan Condon, and the right-handed layup is good. So Morgan Condon now with six, and Walton officially with their biggest lead of the game at 7 points. They lead 46-39. Still a lot of time left for Harpersville, but they need to start connecting on some of these possessions here early in the fourth. Here is Colton Sikowski. His shot is an air ball, saved though, and loose in the paint. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball, and the arrow is going to point to the Walton Warriors. So Walton trying to survive and get a key early season MAC road victory possibly here tonight. Walton looking to get the ball in, and they do to Morgan Condon. Was a pass all the way up to midcourt, though, as Harpersville was bringing some pressure. Now here's Dylan Jacob by the Harpersville Central School logo at midcourt as Walton goes left to right. Walton's in the orange tonight with the black and the white trim. Harpersville's in the home whites with the gold and the navy blue trim. Kyle Wright for three. Left it well short. Rebound for Condon. Works it back out for Wright. Now to Lucas Wally. Bounce pass to Cody Ray. Back out Dylan Jacob left side. Now to Kyle Wright reversing it right side. Tried another three ball. It was off the mark and we'll have a foul underneath on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Walton with 6:50 to go. We'll see who it was on. Foul will be on Cody Ray, his first, team second. So team foul situation, Walton with two, Harpersville with one. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. It's the Walton boys leading Harpersville 46-39. Harpersville trying to get back in this game. A running jumper there from Jamie McWhirter is off the mark. Some new faces in the Hornets lineup here early in this fourth quarter. Hagerman's going to come back in. I'm not sure if head coach Ed Livermore is trying to give some of his guys a break here to rest up, but some guys who haven't played until really the end of the third, early fourth here are in the contest. Wilkinson is on the bench, and no one's really in any foul trouble. So we'll see if those guys come back in. Yeah, now they're going to come back. Merrill and Wilkinson will be coming back to the table here. In the meantime, Dylan Jacob finds Condon down low, but the layup won't go, but he is fouled and will head to the line. So when those starters come back in here for Harpersville, they're going to have to try try to dig themselves out of this hole once again. Every time Walton's made a little run tonight, Harpersville's been able to answer, but the clock is ticking now, and Walton with their biggest lead of the game, and Condon looking to add to it here, but his first foul shot hit the rim twice and won't go. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. It is 46-39. The Walton Warriors on top of Harpersville. Let's see what these Harpersville starters can do now. Four of the five starters are back into the ball game here. Condon's second shot is good. So Condon has seven. And it's 47-39 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton on top of the Harpersville boys here tonight at HCS. A bounce pass to the high post. Here's Livermore. Livermore at the right elbow. Now back out to Merrill. Merrill will go to Wilkinson at the top of the key. Wilkinson dribbles through a double team, loses the ball though. Taken away by Condon. Condon stops, tries to shoot, blocked by Livermore. Great play to come up from behind and knock it away. Now to Hagerman, wants to take it to the rim. His shot is off the mark and no good. Livermore with the rebound. Ball is loose as he couldn't control it. And bodies flying everywhere, and we'll have a whistle with 5:53 to go. Foul's going to be on Hagerman. And that's a tough call there because, I mean, the ball was just loose. Both teams were wrestling and scrambling for it. So the lone starter out is Matt Lyon. It looks like he's having his ankle retaped over on the far side. He came out earlier in the game for that reason, and he has been limping. And so Colton Sikowski's going to have to come in and do the job here for the Hornets with 5:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Another foul on Walton. And that's going to give Harpersville the ball back off a missed shot. There was some jockeying for a rebound, and that was a foul on Cody Ray, his second, and the team's third. Team foul situation, Harpersville now with four, Walton with three. 5.5 to go. Walton leads 47-39. In the paint, a shot from Luke Merrill. He's fouled, and we'll head to the line. These are some big foul shots to try to get this Harpersville offensive mojo going again. Merrill, the impressive 5'11 sophomore here, has looked very good tonight for Harpersville. Foul was on Garrett Babcock, who's back into the game for Walton. First shot from the line for Merrill. Hit the rim twice and won't go. It's like there's a lid on that rim right now for Harpersville. Second shot coming here for Merrill. He's got 7 points tonight. Make it eight. So he goes one out of two, and it's a seven-point ball game. Still a lot of time left with 5:25 to go. Walton is on top by seven, 47-40. Here's Dylan Jacob on the right side. Jacob goes back to Morgan Condon. Reversing to the far side for Kyle Ray. Moving that ball very fast. Now they go to Dylan Jacob on the baseline, feeds it back over for Ray. Spots up for three. It's an air ball, but Dylan Jacob, the smallest guy underneath the basket, comes up with the rebound. Goes back up, tries a three ball, and hits it from way downtown by the Walton bench, and he's got 20. And it's 50-40. Walton on top of Harpersville with 4:50 to go. Harpersville desperately trying to get back into this ball game here. It's been close all the way. Hagerman forces it inside and might have been fouled. Let's see. No, it's going to be a foul on Harpersville. As Hagerman let it go, both teams fighting for that rebound. And they're going to call it on Riley Livermore, his third, and the team's fifth. Timeout taken by Walton with 4:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors with their biggest lead of the game. It's Walton 50, Harpersville 40. We'll be back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
What a huge three ball there from Dylan Jacob right before we went to break. He's now got 20 points for Walton. That pushed it from a 7-point game to a 10-point game. as the Walton boys trying to pick up a road victory in the MAC here. They lead 50-40 over Harpersville with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Has a three. They leave him all alone, and he hits another one. Dylan Jacob from downtown. He's got 23, and now it's a big-time lead here for Walton, 53-40. Here's Wilkinson across midcourt. Harpersville has their work cut out for him over the last 4 minutes. They go to Merrill, gets into the paint, slashes to the bucket, scores, and he's fouled. Luke Merrill says, not so fast, folks. The Harpersville student section is going crazy. So Merrill's got 10, and he's looking to add to it here. With 4:13 to go in the fourth quarter, Merrill steps in. His shot at the line is good. So Merrill's got 11. It's back to a 10-point game, 53-43. Walton boys are on top. So we hit 4 minutes to go. Dylan Jacob directing traffic as he gets to midcourt. Bounces one to Kyle Wright. Wright goes back to Jacob. Wants another three. Dials it up. This one doesn't have enough air under it. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound ahead for Harpersville. Here's Merrill up and under. Got it. Merrill with the layup. He's got 13, and it's 53-45. Walton doesn't take a timeout. They come across midcourt. The clock is on their side. Jacob wasting a couple of seconds up near midcourt here, really milking that clock. Walton tries to go to the interior as they go to Cody Ray, but it was knocked out of bounds last touch by Matt Lyon, who's back in the game after getting that ankle taped with 3.5 to go. So Walton 53, Harpersville 45. Should be an exciting conclusion down the stretch. Harpersville trying to get back in. Here's Dylan Jacob, fouled on the inbounds play. He got it, put home the right-handed layup, and he's going to the line. Dylan Jacob with 25, and he is just putting this team on his back. And he pushes the lead back to 10. Just when you think Harpersville has the answer, somehow Dylan Jacob comes out of nowhere, hits a three, hits a jumper, gets a steal. And now he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Oh, but the foul shot was no good. Broadcaster's curse right there. Harpersville the rebound. Hagerman back down the floor. Goes to Wilkinson. Time is of the essence now. Wilkinson gets to the bucket. Dr. J. Fingerroll on the right side is no good, and then Wright is fouled underneath the basket. On the rebound with 3:19 to go. Seventh foul on Harpersville, and the second foul here on Luke Merrill. So making the long walk down the floor here is Kyle Wright. He'll get to go to the line for a 1-1. Team foul situation, Harpersville with 7, Walton with 5. Walton leading 55-45 with 3:20 to go. Hornets are going to the bench. Wilkinson will come out. And coming in is Derek Bradke. He's played some big minutes tonight here for HCS. So again, Kyle Wright with 6 points so far tonight, and a great Abe Lincoln beard will step to the charity stripe. It's off the mark. Rebound loose, both teams fighting for it. Foul this time is going to be on Walton's Morgan Condon, as he was jockeying for position. So that's the sixth team foul on Walton and the second personal on Condon. Coming up on 3 minutes to go now in the fourth quarter. Here's Hagerman across midcourt. We'll go to Luke Merrill. Merrill floats a long pass, but it's too tall. Bradke would have needed to be about 6'10 to pull that one in, and it heads into the Harpersville bench and out of play and back to Walton. And Dylan Jacob is just taking his sweet time, gets the inbounds pass, walks it up the floor. He's got 25 here tonight. Now he'll float one over to Kyle Wright. Walton with the clock on their side. It's knocked out of bounds there by Lyon, who got a big bear paw on it, but couldn't save it. Now a timeout is going to be taken by Walton with 2:47 to go. It's the Walton boys leading Harpersville on the road, 55-45. We'll be back on WCDO.
Need a little holiday dough? You need the SFCU MasterCard credit card. There's no annual fee, a low interest rate, zero balance transfer fees, cash advances, fraud monitoring, and a 25-day grace period for purchases. So this holiday season, increase your purchasing power and add flexibility to your financial life with an SFCU MasterCard credit card. When you're approved, you'll receive your card instantly. Apply in person or online. The SFCU MasterCard credit card. visit one of our convenient branches in Sydney, Bainbridge, Walton, Delhi, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, and Hancock. Or go to sfcuonline.org. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A sweet jumper out of the timeout for Dylan Jacob gives him 27. And now Eric Wilkinson answers for Harpersville with a jumper of his own. He's got 16, and it's 57-47, Walton on top as we come up on 2:10 to go. Jacob, another pull-up jumper, and he's fouled on the arm. His jumper is off the mark, but he'll head to the charity stripe here with 2:10 to go. So again, right out of the timeout, Dylan Jacob hits a jumper. Harpersville throws it pretty much home run style down the length of the court, and Wilkinson was able to put one up and in. And then back down the floor, Jacob was fouled and heads to the line. He's got 28. Imagine this backcourt duo, folks. Dylan Jacob from Walton, Graham Wooden from Oneonta. They played on the same AAU team last spring and summer, and it was just a ton of fun to watch. Just two very dynamic guards. And there's the second foul shot, up and good, 29 for Dylan Jacob. Really enjoyed watching that team. Based out of Oneonta, called the Hoosiers. 2:05 to go in the fourth. It's 59-47. Walton is on top of Harpersville. Don't let the score fool you, folks. It's been a great and very close ball game. Here's Hagerman for the Hornets. He gets the kiss to go. Hagerman's got 14. I don't think he's going to get that 23 needed for the hot date, but he's still having a good shooting night. It's 59-50 with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob. A spin move. Gets in the paint. Lays it up and in. Jacob with 31, and it's 61-50 with a minute to go. Minute and a half to go, excuse me. Harpersville desperately trying to get back in the ballgame. They try a jumper from the right side, hits the side of the rim, and a rebound for Dylan Jacob. Jacob in the backcourt will look to dribble out of it. Cody Ray sets him a screen to give him some room to work with. Jacob now will back it off. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 1:10 to go on the game clock, and he's fouled as he gets to the rim. Dylan Jacob has just been too much here tonight, but, you know, pretty great balanced scoring besides Jacob, who has 31, 12 for Lucas Wally, 7 for Morgan Condon, 6 for Kyle Wright, 5 for Cody Ray. So your whole starting five, you know, just a good balance besides Dylan Jacob having one of the best nights of his life here with 31 points. We'll have to check and see what his career high was. This has got to be close. Foul shot rattles out with 1:08 to go. Rebound for Harpersville. Merrill back down the floor. Merrill dishes it off, and the layup is good for Jamie McWhirter. His first bucket of the night. It's 61-52 with 55 seconds to go. Jacob back up the floor. Splits a double team. Gets into the paint. His shot goes, but he's fouled. They're not going to call. They're going to say it was on the floor. And Dylan Jacob will head to the line here with Walton leading 61-52 with 54 seconds to go. Cody Ray is going to come to the bench here. No, he's actually going to stay in. Looks like heading in will be Max Jacobs, and I believe he's going to go in for Dylan Jacob at the next possible opportunity. So 54 seconds to go. Jacob steps in. Oh, he leaves the first one short. Maybe he is close to that career high, and it's in his head now. Lucas Wally comes back in. Cody Ray will also go to the bench, and Harpersville takes the timeout. We'll step away. 54 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Walton boys leading Harpersville, 61-52. We'll be back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
54 seconds left in this boys' MAC basketball battle in Harpersville tonight. The Walton boys leading Harpersville 61-52. Been a very close game throughout, back and forth. Game of runs between these two teams. And stepping to the line for one more foul shot here will be Dylan Jacob. He's got a game-high 31 points. Up to count up how many three-pointers he has as well. He's been tremendous tonight for the Walton Warriors. Both teams have had guys having very good nights here tonight. So 54 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Dylan Jacob rattles it home. That's 32 on the night for Jacob. 50 seconds left. Back down the floor, and it's 62-52. Hagerman tosses one up. Can't get it to go, but the rebound is good for Jamie McWhorter, and he has 4 points. 62-54. Lucas Wally is mugged pretty much at half court here, and he's fouled. And so Lucas Wally will go to the foul line with 37 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. A great effort by both teams here tonight. This would be a great playoff matchup down the road. The MAC has some really good teams at the top. I think Green and Harpersville seems to be the, or Green and Delhi, excuse me, seem to be the preseason consensus on who could get to the final as Lucas Wally gets his first bucket. He's got 13. Those two teams return a lot from last year, but after that, I mean, you look at Harpersville, you look at Walton, Sydney, a lot of those teams could maybe slide into that three or four spot for the playoffs, so we'll see. Second shot for Wally is no good. Harpersville back down the floor. Shot is no good. Rebound here for Merrill. Third opportunity is good. Merrill now has 15, and it's 63-56, 20 seconds to go. Dylan Jacob is trapped in the corner, trying to work his way out of it. Baseball pass ahead for Lucas Wally. Wally is fouled as he gets into the Walton offensive end of the floor here with 12 seconds left. Good show of sportsmanship here. It's a pretty big collision between Dylan Jacob and Dylan Hagerman down in the corner as Hagerman was trying to double-team him, but they helped each other up. Good to see. With 12 and a half seconds to go, and Walton leading at 63-56. So as I was saying, I think Delhi Green, at least as of right now, kind of a early season pick would be the top two teams in the league, but right after that, again, Walton, Sydney, Harpersville. Anyone else could really fill in there, I think. Lucas Wally to the line. His first shot is good. He's got 14. Yeah, any of those other teams could really fill right in. I think Unadilla Valley, they lost a lot, but they've been surprising some people in the early going, so you never know. Second shot for Wally is no good. Wilkinson back down the floor, throws it into the corner, looking for Hagerman off his fingertips and out of bounds. With 6 seconds to go, Walton looking to just burn off this clock. Wally is in the backcourt, splits through a double team, goes into the corner for Dylan Jacob. Jacob now will hold on to it, and that'll do it. Our final score, Walton 64, Harpersville 56. The Warriors with a big win here tonight. The postgame show coming up, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the Harpersville gym as the Harpersville boys fall tonight to visiting Walton 64-56. A really good game between these two teams. And let's go through our scoring summary here. A game-high 32 points for Dylan Jacob of Walton. He was absolutely tremendous here tonight. Let's try to tally up these three-pointers that he had. There's one, there's two, there's three, four. Four from behind the arc here for Dylan Jacob tonight, and 32 points. 14 points for Lucas Wally, 7 for Morgan Condon, 6 for Kyle Wright, and 5 for Cody Ray on that side for Walton tonight. On the other side for Harpersville, they're led by 16 points from Eric Wilkinson, 15 from Luke Merrill, 14 from Dylan Hagerman, 4 apiece from Jamie McWhorter and Riley Livermore, and 3 from Derek Bradke. So this Harpersville team, balance. It's a really nice team with a lot of size. They're going to be very good in the middle part and the end of the season here, I think, in the MAC. Let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything of that counts. An easy pick here tonight, folks. Dylan Jacob, 32 points. That's a game high. He was great on offense, defense, and did a little bit of everything tonight. So we'll give Dylan Jacob from Walton our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Lucas Wally tonight from Walton. He will get our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Yes, he did have 14 points, but I thought he was key on defense and made some big steals as well, along with Dylan Jacob, which allowed Walton to kind of push ahead in the third and fourth quarters and build that lead. So we'll give Lucas Wally from Walton our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Tough choice here on the Harpersville side, but I'm going to go with the sophomore, Luke Merrill. I thought he was really tough down the stretch here tonight and showed a lot of moxie. So we will give the all-purpose award tonight to Luke Merrill. Got inside, got dirty, found a way to get rebounds, and ends up with 15 points. So absolutely tremendous effort there tonight from Luke Merrill of the Harpersville Hornets. So that's going to do it. We will not be on the air tomorrow night. I'm actually going to take a special trip down to Johnson City tomorrow night. I'll be watching the South Courtright boys. They're in a big tournament down there. They're going to be playing some big schools. They'll have Class A New Paltz tomorrow night. So you can follow me on Twitter for that ball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock down at Johnson City High School. That'll be the SK boys taking on New Paltz, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But another big local game tomorrow. The Unitego girls are on the road at Oneonta. That's going to be a great game. They've been playing the last couple of years, and boy, that's been a great little rivalry. And so Coach Z and Unitego visiting his old stomping grounds up in Oneonta. Of course, Coach Bob Z just picking up his 600th career victory for Unitego in a win over Walton earlier this week. So that'll be another one that I'll be keeping an eye on tomorrow night. Our final score here again, Walton at 64, Harpersville 56, in a key boys MAC matchup tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll see you next week. We'll have our schedule all set soon. We'll probably have at least 2 to 3 games on the radio next week. So tis the season, folks. So stay safe out there. Have a great weekend and have a great night from WCDO Sports. Take care.
Great songs from your favorite artists on your Tri-County Music Leader, WCDO.
Loving you isn't the right.